This Sunday, some of Hollywood's best and brightest will come together for what's considered the most prestigious award ceremony of the year, the Oscars. Actors and actresses will be honored for some of their most memorable performances. And all of them will recognize in their acceptance speeches some of the people they would have never been able to do without. So we decided to do the same. Today we begin our week-long series on some of the most influential and inspiring African-American actresses of all times. We call it Divas on Screen, and we've invited film critic and professor Mia Mask to tell us more about some of these amazing women. We begin with a movie star from the 50s, Dorothy Dandridge.
In the 1950s, Dorothy Dandridge was one performer who paved the way for subsequent generations of black actresses. Dandridge started out as a nightclub singer and actress who sang in supper clubs in the 1930s and 40s.
I want a brown gown with a zop top, with a hip flip, a lace waist in the sharpest tape. See my Sunday man. I want a scat hat with a trim brim, a zag zag with a rip zip to look plenty hip. See my Sunday sack.
She made appearances at swanky hotspots like the Cotton Club and the Apollo Theater. Eventually, Dorothy began receiving offers to appear in small and uncredited roles in films like the Marx Brothers comedy A Day at the Races and Sun Valley Serenade. Much of Dandridge's career was marked by the struggle for quality roles. She was caught at the intersection of converging social forces, social conservatism and sexual liberalism. On the one hand, the Hays Production Code regulated content to appease white middle-class decorum, which meant that the cult of domesticity required women to be devoted to homemaking. While on the other hand, the war helped popularize the image of the sexually ebullient film star pinup and the sexy sweater girl.
All I want to know is, do you, don't you? Baby, will you, won't you? Please make up your mind. What you say? Do I get that little kiss? What you say? Must you let me down like this? Time's a wasting. What's it all about? I just want to know whether I'm in or out. What you say?
All of this was further complicated by the fact that 1950s America was not willing or able to accept black women playing professional and or dignified characters. However, in 1953, Dandridge landed a starring role in The Bright Road, a little-known film with a nearly all-black cast. In the film, Dandridge plays Jane Richards, a young fourth-grade teacher in the South who has a problem in her classroom with an 11-year-old student. Her Bright Road co-star was Harry Belafonte, who played the school's principal. The film demonstrated their romantic chemistry, which was evident in their next picture, Carmen Jones.
Carmen.
Go to flying school. Take off right now. Then lay in your bunk. Look up at them pin-up gals. See what that gets you, droopy drawers.
I got something I want you to see. That's been with me all the time. Right here, where you are.
That don't ring so true.
I swear it's true.
Dandridge landed the title role in the all-black cast musical Carmen Jones, based on George Bizet's celebrated opera Carmen. While the operatic voices were dubbed by professional opera singers, the film enlisted several brilliant black actors, including Brock Peters, Diane Carroll, and Pearl Bailey. It was the first film to put her sexual charisma to good use.
Hey, Carmen, how about going to passes with me tonight? I can dance those other guys throughout the floor.
T-Bone, you're too little and too late.
I don't waste no time. Dig me, baby?
You're wasting your time right now, Sergeant. The wind's blowing in another direction. Ain't no use arguing with the wind.
For her role as Carmen, Dorothy Dandridge earned an Oscar nomination for Best Actress in 1954. She was the first African-American woman to receive an Academy Award nomination in this category.
Love's a baby that grows up wild, and he don't do what you want him to. Love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind to you. One man gives me his...
Mia Mask is an associate professor of film at Vassar College. She's the author of Divas on Screen, Black Women in American Film. To read more about Dorothy Dandridge and see video clips from her hit classic Carmen Jones, please go to the program page of NPR.org and select Tell Me More. Tune in again tomorrow when Mia will tell us about one of the most iconic actresses of the 70s, the revolutionary Pam Grier.
You go for me and I'm taboo, but if you're hard to get, I go for you. And if I do, then you are through, boy. My baby, that's the end of you.
The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't.